Yeah, daf mem aleph hamad aleph. Itma Rav Levi. There's a machlekes Rav Levi. Chad omar shliches yad tzricha chasalim. V'chad omar shliches yad eina tzricha chasalim. So we had before a machlekes Rav Yaakov Barabe, Rav Nosson Barabe, shliches yad tzricha chasalim. So the Gemara says this is also a machlokes Rav Levi. So the Gemara says to Stayim, the Rav of the Omar, Shliches Yad, Eina Tzriche Chasor. Rav is the man, the Omar, that holds Shliches Yad, Eina Tzriche Chasor. The Sianya, we learned in the Barais as follows. Roye, Shoye, Roye, Edroi, V'yiniach Edroi, Uboliyo. He was in the middle of being a roya of his Eider. He left the Eider Uboliyo. And we'll see Rashi says either was all Be'idne Daili in Shi, there was no Pshia for him leaving the Eider. There were certain times that it was Rogel for the Royim to go into the year. Or it's speaking about he heard a Kol Ari, and if he heard a Kol Ari, there's no Tvi on him to stay there. So Memele, so Bekitza, that what he niach edroi was no pshiye mitzidoi. Ubo zeiv v'toraf, na zeiv came and was toirev, ubo ari v'doras potter. So he's potter. Let us see Rashi. Shliches yad shechivoi hakosav olov v'afilu nenso, afilu lemaise v'ipakodn was nenso, He's chayiv, kidrsiv, oi nishbar, oi nishbar, shvus Hashem tiyem loisholach. The mashme, so he swears that it was nishbar, oi nishbar, nispoto, the spingbar Hashem el socha. The mashme, hoim sholach, but what if it was sholach yad? Nishayiv shuv, b'misoso, b'shviyoso. Then he's chayiv b'onsen, even though he's Hashem el socha. So the machlokes tzricha chesoron. One man the Omer holds you need a chesoron. But chosman shaloi chisro, chosman he wasn't mechaser a chelik of the pekodin. Leikoma birshusei lischayev bainzeho. And the other man the Omer holds that if it was notla almenas lechosro, that's also sufficient to give madin shalech yad and ischayev bainzim and the whole pekodin. Zeiv, Teirev. What is the Taich Teirev? Noisei HaTeref L'churei. The Zeiv does not eat in public. He takes the animal he was Teirev to in a secluded place, and there he takes care of it. Ari Einai Terefo. Eladosa Bimkoima V'Oichlo. He doesn't have to take it in a secluded place. Will be dairis the behime bimakaima and he eats it. So bo zei v'toraf, bo ari v'doras, potter. The oinsen in, this is an oinus. Ve'im ishum deiniach edroi, l'cheire is a tain on the roya that he left the eider, u'pshiye hi, so it's a pshiye, so it's philosophy pshiye v'seifa b'oinus, but minalei the old beidne daily inshik the minim beseches apealim. One mahalach is that he went in at a time when the royim are rogel to go in. Inami the shoma koil arye v'ol. He heard the koil. He heard the shages arye. Some mele he decided it's preferable he shouldn't stick around. Fine. So that the first thing is a poshet to do. He niach makloi vitar miloi oleho. What is if he niach makloi vitar miloi oleho? That means he was mishtamish with the with the tzoin. He was he niach makloi vitar miloi oleho. Chayiv. So then he's chayiv. wenn wir schreien als Schliches Yad, über Schleich Yad in der Zäun, by using it for his own Zrochem. So ich schreibe, wenn das noch Ptoroin ist. Wahavinen bo, wie ist der Kasche, משום דהניח מקלוי ותמילוי עליה חייב, because he had once put down the מקל and the תרמל on the צוין, says חייב, הושקלינו, he took it off. That means he used the צוין for his own תשמישים, but that's past history, he took it off. The Iran in the Chidushim says, how did the Gemara know he took it off? So the Iran says, because it should have said, midiktoni hiniyach, he put it down. Lektonu hoyu maklo yoleh. It would say hoyu maklo yoleh. So that means that the makl was still there. Hoyu maklo yoleh. Boari vidoras. It says hiniyach, that means he had put it down, but since he had taken it off. So if he had taken it off, so that is a hashav already. That means, we'll see, Rashi says, we have a Stam Mishnah according to three Amiroim, Rabbi Yaakov Barabba, Rabbi Nosson Barabba, Rabbi Sheish, we have a Stam Mishnah that goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, by taking it off, so I don't say Koso Shmirosoi, so the din is, so it's called, Hashave me das bailim, because the das shema is like the das bailim. So filu, he was shaylech yad in the tzayin, he niyach, but it seems he took it off. So if he took it off, so the chiyuv shlichis yad is nifke. According to Rabbi Yishmoel, let us see what Rashi says. Hoshaklinu. V'inami shlichas yad chashive. Afilu, we will assume that the putting down the makel and talmul is a shlichas yad ha'hodar ahadre, but he returned it. Shanot lehimenu banan mukminu la'el stam asnisen k'rabi Yishmoel. We have a stam mishne da'ein tzorech da'as bailem. So Memele, so why is he chayiv? Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Barabue, Omar Rav Ba'oidon Oleho. No, it's speaking about that the makel and tamel is still on the tzayin. He didn't make a shove, he's still using it. So kan shoyel aben. So we have here the order from the Ran. So why does it say Hiniach Talmiloi? It should have said Hoya Talmiloi Makloi Munochim Oleo. So let's just put that kasha on hold. That was the whole material of the kasha. The Gemara said Hoshaklino. He took it off. How did the Gemara know he took it off? So the Ran says, the Chedusha Ran says, because it says Hiniach, he put it on. It means he put it first, but it's not on anymore. Because if it was still beyond, it should have said, Hoyu Munochim Oleo. So Vaistoi said, it's not Munach, it's Hiniach. So now that the Gemara answers, it's still on, so we have the problem of Hiniach. So let's put that Kasha on hold. And we'll go a little further. Bal Koponim, so one, we have a few problems why he's Chayiv. The first problem was, he was mahada the tzayin, he took it off already. So Mo says, no, he didn't take it off. Frag the Gemara, b'chi oidon oleo mayhavi holoi moshcho. He did not make a meshiche. Let us see Rashi. Zat Rashi, holoi moshcho, b'shliches yad, kedei leknoiso. Shlichas yad is I'm taking the pekodin to use part of it, to take away part of it. That's the din of shlichas yad. I'm taking the pekodin to be mechaser, a chelik of it. But that's called I made a maisa kinyan in the whole pekodin. צהולי מושכה בשליחס יד כדי לקנוסו, ומטלטלים אינם נקנים אלא במשיכה, so to acquire a kinyan. One has to make a maisa kinyan. לאי במקח, ולאי לינין גזל, ולאי לינין שליחס יד. Rashi puts a whole, Rashi makes a whole megillah that whenever you acquire either kinyonim or obligations, you have to make a maisa kinyan. And perhaps a maimah hamuzga, Rashi says, loy bemekach. Now, between you and me, that's what mekach, you need meshicha, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan that mois kindness, and meshicha will have mitzvah Hashem and perik azov, meshicha is only a drabonin, shlo yeh menisrafu chitecha baliyah, it's not a meshicha is kindness, Kesef is koine, they made Meshicha al Shalo Yemru. So Rashi, when Rashi makes the whole Megillah, Rashi says, Mekach, Kesef, Shlichas Yad, Lachayle, Mekach, doesn't belong here. Well, that's the Chmir, Rashi Lishitosai. There's a Machlokes Rashi in the Rabbeinu Tam. Well, let's go before that. There's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan in the Reish Lakish, if by Mekach, if Mois are koine, or Meshicha is koine. Rabbi Yochanan holds Mois kindness, and Roy Poiskin Paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish holds by Mekach Meshicha is kindness, and Rashi Paskin like Reish Lakish. This is Shitas Rashi. So Memela Rashi Lishitosai, so put everything in Rashi made a whole Megillah. Wherever you need a Kinyan, need a Maisa Meshicha. Rashi says Mekach, Gezel, Shlichas Yad. Wherever you acquire some sort of a kinyan, you have to make a maisa kinyan. And by shliches yad, Rashi says, kidisnan b'masnisen, hito es achovis v'notal mimenu revihis yai. What if a person was sheleich yad in a pekodin, and he bent over the chovis and he took a revihis yai, and he was machasa revihis yai? She's a sheleich yad b'pekodin. He helps himself to the pekodin. So ain't a mishalom el revius. That's not the parashim shlichus yad. The parashim shlichus yad is for being mechaser a revius, your chayiv and the whole chavis. And that's only if I picked up the chavis to take a revius, if you hold shlichus yad shlichus chesorim, and I took the revius, if I hold shlichus yad ain't a shlichus chesorim, I don't have to take as yet bepoil the revius. But in order to be mechuyev on the whole chavis, which that is the chiddush of shliches yad, you have to make a maisa kinyan on the whole chavis, bedas to be mechaser a chelek. So al kalponim, so the Gemara asks here akashem, here we're saying he was a sheleich yad v'pikodin. He was a sheleich yad v'pikodin. He put down makloi v'talmiloi. But he didn't make a maisa kinyan. There was only moshach. So how could he be chayev on the eder, on the tzoin that he put it down? He's chayev for the whole tzoin. So this is a kasha. So let's go back to the Gemara. Holay moshach. ואומר רב שמול ברב יצרוק אומר רב שהקישו במקל ברוצסו לפונו. That he hit the sign במקל, he wanted that they should carry his מקל ותלמילוי. So it seems the sign were not at all cooperative to carry his מקל ותלמיל. So by putting it down on them, you put it down, so I'll stay here, finish, I couldn't talk. So when he put it down with force. He put it down on them and then that they understood the language. So he kisha b'makal, we'll see, taisus v'talmiloi. He put it down, and that gave a message to the time, stop going. Yeah, I'm not going to carry the makal and talmil, man, if he had famous here. That was the Reyes Cheshman. You're going to transport my makel v'talmil. So he put it down with Hazet. He kisha b'makloi v'talmilot.
and it started moving. So already I made a maisa meshiche. I made that was a meshiche. I made it should go.
So Rashi says sheikisha b'mako shenosnoi oleo v'rotsesa and it started moving. Zuhi meshiche misha'okra yad v'regel al yodai. This is Meshiche, that it moved a yad v'regel.
Now here you'll say the stickle problem with this Rashi.
Rashi is getting involved in the Machloikis Tanoim. The Machloikis Tanoim in Meshiche, how much does the behemoth have to move in order to be called a Meshiche? There's one time that it holds Misha Okra yad v'regel. That means if it put forth one right foot, in one right hind foot, so it's oimid, it won't stay like that, so it means the other is, so it's oimid to oikem in koimoi. It's oimid leyokem in koimoi, that's called a meshiche, that means even though it's still been koimoi, it's just stretched out, but this already is enough of meshiche, because mishoker, that yad v'regel, it's going to be oikem the other 2 feet. That's one time. Another time that holds, no. When it moves all 4 feet, it's not coming time. That's called Meshiche. So, here, Rashi goes again into a Machlekes Tanoim. Why did Rashi have to go into this block? Mishoke Yad V'Regel. Al Yodoy. Perhaps we could say that the Meshiche of Kinyonim, we need 2 things to occur. It should be Neka Mershus Bailam Arishonim, and should be Nifnas Lershus HaKoinim. So could be there, there's a story, you need Neka Mimkoimai Bepoil. Because when it's not Neka Mimkoimai, so that would, it's Oimid Layokim Mimkoimai, that is not sufficient. That's not called Yerach Nosa Lershus. But could be by Gzele, that the Ika Chiv is perhaps taking out of the Rishus of the Bailim, so it could be Akiris Yad V'Regel is also enough. There's a Svore that a Gazel Neskain even makes a Meshicha of Shus Aradin, because for the Meshicha of Gzele is sufficient that he's Oiked in the Rishus HaBailim. So it could be that's why Rashi was here Mechadish, that Akiris Yad V'Regel helps. Fine. So now, let us see where we're up to already. So he put down the Bimakel in the Talmud, he put it down forcefully, and that was a message for the behemoth to start moving, to start carrying it. And where's the Shlichus Yad? So that means if it's going to carry it, he wants it to carry it, to going on a journey now for 5 hours. When it's going to carry it for 5 hours, it's going to be nechzav. That means that will be mechasa the behemoth. So it's moshcha al menach lechasa. Oh! Is a raya shlichus yad einat shlichus chasor. That means this is where Rav is saying pshat in this baraisa. Rav is pshat the baraisa that we have takashe voloi moshcha. Ba'omar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok amar Rav sheyikisha b'makel v'rotzes olafono. That means he put it down forcefully, it should start going to carry the makel in the Talmud. And if it's going to carry it long enough, it's going to be nechsa. So this is moshcha al menach lechasa. So that's the taitz shlichus yad, einet zricha lechasa. Oh, so now the Gemara is going to feel like, but as yet there wasn't a chesaron. It was only a shlichus yad, which will make a chesaron. And he's chayiv already. So the Gemara says, we'll finish the Gemara, then we'll see there's Shvera Rashi's over here. Eima sheikisha b'makel. When he
gave us that to the behemoth with the makel, it wasn't only a strong message, it was more than a strong message. It was already makrish the behemoth already. He gave it a gesunte zetz, and that already was makrish the behemoth. There was already a kosher in the behemoth. We'll see how some emela. So it was machaser already. It was a machaser. It was a kinyan. That I mean, he was machaser a chelik of it already. He made a kinyan on the whole behemoth. So there was a chesor. And they kenami diktoni she kisha b'makul shmamino. Fine. So this we have to see what the Gemara saw and what the Gemara means and what the Gemara saw. So let us see Rashi. Baholoi chosro. So Rashi says, lav pichi, not the Gemara is asking a kashe, no, the Gemara is fearing ois araye that Rav ho shlichas yad ein etzriche chasor. Ela maskone vishum ala milse. Da omar tistayim da Rav ho da omar ein etzriche chasor. Rav is the one that holds ein etzriche chasor and me vishoni Rav le mas nisa. We ask the kashe. There's missing a maise kinyan. And Rav said, "Eteres mishum dikisha v'rotsa solofonov." And Rav said, "The pshat in the baraisis, he hit it and started running." So the Gemara held. So all that was done was a kinyan al menas lechaser. That means he hit it and it's going to run and it's going to carry for 5 hours and it's going to be nexa. So aven shens noiven, it's a kinyan al menas lechaser. But as yet, there wasn't a chesor. So the raya is that Rav holds shlichas yad ein etzriche chesor. Now Rashi asks a murder the kikash. Vikashe. So Rashi says, let's stop here. You want to prove that Rav holds shlichas yad ein etzriche chesor. Do mohode heiniach makle v'tamiloi chiyuvay lav mishum shlichas yadu. Maybe the chiyuv is not al shlichas yad. Billy boy chesor, shlichas yad could be znita chesor. That's 100% right. It's not to make a kinyan on menas lechaser. That's nothing. Shlichas yad, shlichas chesor. Ay, why is he chayev ba'onsin? Al mishum shel shayush lemidasu. Maybe here the chiyev is al shayush lemidas. I'm not. There's a parsha of shlichas yad, and there's a parsha of shayush lemidas kazla. Kehi delal the chavis. We learned before, we had two mahalchim in the Mishnah, and again alone, two mahalchim in the Mishnah says that he was metalkal a chavis litzol choy, so he's chayiv, nishbaro he's chayiv. So Rav Nosson Bar Abba said he was metalkal al menas lechasva, and Rav Nosson Bar Abba said that shlichas yad ain't a shlicha chesor. That was Rav Nosson Bar Abba. Rav Sheshe said, no, the padachiv is not on shlichas yad. The chiyuv is al shayush lemidas. Speaking about he was metal to the chavis, not to take something from the chavis, help himself from the wine of the chavis. He was metal to the chavis to use the chavis, and the chiyuv is al shayush lemidas kaslan. And okay, shlichas yad, shlichas olam. That he was metal to menas lechasa. That is not mechayev. Shlichas yad, shlichas olam. Why is he chayev by nishbara mitayf yodah? Because he's not chayev al shlichas yad. He's chayev al shayush lemidas. And Sheyush Lamedas, there's no din of chesom by Sheyush Lamedas. I'm using his thing without permission, so I have a din shayol and chayiv bonson. So for Rashi, Amora de Kekashe. The Gemara understood that here, this case of the Royer is speaking about that he wanted to use this animal to transport his makel v'talmud. He was moishachit that it should start moving, should start transporting his makel v'talmud. So that's the ma'isakin. Then the Gemara pops up with a kasha, but there was no chesor. Ooh, it's all right, shlichas yad le'shlicha chesor. It was a meshiche, a manas l'chasa, but there's no chesor in his yet, and yechai bond. So Rashi, yes, maybe, who told you the chiv is al shlichas yad? Maybe the chiyuv is al shayush lemedas, and shayush lemedas is a gazel, like Rav Sheshe said before by Chavis. This is Rashi's kasha. ביקשה, דו מהוד הניח מקלי ותמילך, יהיו מלאב משום שליח השדו, דליבו יחסו. אלא משום שהוא שלמי דסו, כהי דולה, כהו דולל, דחובס. פרשי סז, לא היא. וכי אומרינם בשיימרם, שאלה שלו מדף, בדובוש עיני כיחש, בחיסר מחמס מלוכה. That's speaking about by something that does not become nikhash and nechzer machmas meloche. Aber balei chayim hamakrishim machmas meloche chilosoi shlichus yati. This is Rashi's Peretz, which many rishonim say bluntly, they don't understand what Rashi answers. Ramban, Taran, Rashi, but they don't understand what Rashi, the Maram over here is a tremendous problem. Rashi says, the Shaila is, what is the Teretz? Why is Nichai about Shoshu Shulamidas? Could be Shlichas Yad, you have to be Machas of a Poyu. I'd like to say over the Lashon of the Ritve, who did understand Rashi, and the Teretz Shmuel, which perhaps explains a little more. The Ritve says Pshat and Rashi as follows. The Loi Shayach Ledin Shoyo Shaloi Medas Elo Bedovo Shemachmas Melachtoi. What he's doing with it Loi Shayach by Kash V'Chesoren. So there, it is no Kash and Chesoren in the dovo he's using, kigoyin chovitz, like a chovitz, v'loshen sheilo mashmekein, the terminology of shoyel, shehi bedovo shechoyzeres be'en u'beloy chesod. That means, sheilo means, I'm borrowing and returning what I borrowed. That means, you're getting back what I had borrowed, and there's no histanus whatsoever through my shimush. And that's by a chovitz. I take a chovitz, I want to use the chovitz as a ladder. I take the chovitz, I go, before it was in the east, I took it to the west, I stand on top of it, I put a towel over it, shouldn't get dirty or anything, stand up, I take it down, whatever I want to take down, I put it back. That's called shaila. It's chayzeres lebailim kamoishahu. Nothing was nechzar from the pekot. That is called shaila. When we're talking about balei chayim, we're talking, I'm using these signs to transport my talmil, my makel. Let's make it interesting. The Talmud doesn't weigh 2 ounces. It makes weighs 25 pounds. And I wanted to carry. He wanted to carry for me. I should carry it. So he's putting it down, and they should start transporting his makel, the Talmud. And they were nice and heavy. He wanted them to carry it. Now, eventually, what he wants to do, he wanted to carry it, let's say, for a 5-hour distance. For trying to carry this masli for 5 hours, it will be nikash. That's for sure. That's the metzias advarim. So he's using a bal chai, which will be the shimush, that he's using this bal chai, will be mechasa the bal chai. That's the metzias advarim. He wasn't mechasa as yet. That was the most kasha. It's not al almanach lechasa. Gemara learns that at the present time he wasn't Mechasa, but was not al Amenas Lechasa. That was the Gemara's kasha. So Rashi says, so this does not go into the category of Shayu Shle Medas. This goes into the category of Shlichas Yad. I'd like to say over, again, I didn't finish the last time, the Ritve. Loshen shayla mashmekein shubidov shechazeres ben b'loi chesod avo bal chai shemakrishin umischasin machmes melachtam ki mishtamish ben. So when he uses them, oishachosh mishtamish ben, בעניין שלוי לחסוי, אין זו שיילה אלו שליחס יד. לב תלושנם דריטווי. But the Atar Shmuel perhaps is moisted a little more. The Shomer, given by Yidei HaKash, Nase Gezel Bekuloi Midin Shlichas Yad. That means he's doing a Pu'ule that is Makrish the Behine, and this Kash B'mikras HaBeime gives him a din gazlan and the whole Beime. That's the din of Shlichas Yad. A krash in a mikzas, a chason in a mikzas. I made a maisekinyin and it gives me a din gazlan and the whole Beime. Im kain, nimtso sheloi notlo b'toyres shaylo lachzira behem. What does he want to do? He does not want to take it b'teire shayla lachzira ben, because a balcha, you won't be machzira ben. That, what you want to do with this animal, is not shayla. Elo legoizlo. In kain, eino leo shem shayla, o shem shlichas yad. That means, a shayma can become mechuyev by using the pekodin in two oifanim. If the usage is a use which is not mechasel the pekodin, the use is only a shimush in the pekodin with an intent to return the pekodin the way it was when he got it. So that is the parsha of Shayush Loimidas Gazlan, and there's such a parsha, there's such a chiyuv. But if the use is a use, what I want to do with it, I have no intent of returning the animal the way I got it. That's what I want to do with the animal. I want to work with it. It should carry this makal of the Talmud that I'll be husband after this 5-hour journey. It's going to be nikrash. So I have no intent of borrowing it, which borrowing means returning it the way you got it. I have an intent of using it. That's my intent is. So this is the parsha of Shlichas Yad. That means the two Eifanim, a Shoyma, can become Mechuyiv by using the Pekodin. You can become Mechuyiv by using it through borrowing. I don't want to use it through borrowing. I want to use it through a Shimush, that's Mechasa, that's what I want to do. So the parsha of Shalom Adas is not applicable. So the Teres Shmuel is Mo'ira. But Lamaise, the Mal says, oh, you see, Shlichas Yad ain't a Tzricha Chesor. So you see, Shlichas Yad ain't a Tzricha Chesor. That was the Gemara in the beginning. The Gemara said, no, it could be Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chesor. So afilu Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chesor, the Shaila is, but I wasn't mechaseret yet. That was the most kasha. Why mechuyev? I wasn't mechaseret yet. So he says that lemaisa, I'm making a pu'ula of shlichas yad. I'm making a pu'ula that is going to be mechaseret the pekodin. If your shlichas yad shlichas chesaron, I'm not as yet mechuyev ba'onsim for that pu'ula, because man, I wasn't mechaseret. That's true. But if the din is, what am I doing with this pekodin? Am I borrowing it, which means returning it the way it was, or I'm using it up, which means I'm using it up. So it could be I'm not chayiv yet, because I wasn't mechaseret yet. But which parsha is this? Rashi says, if the shimush is a shimush that will be mechaseret, this does not fall into the parsha of Shayush Loimidas, because Shayush Loimidas is another oifen of Shimush. I'm not doing it in an oifen of Shaila. I'm doing it in an oifen of Chesorin, and Mela, and now I need the Tnoim. If you know of your Shlichas Yad, Shlichas Chesorin, so I won't be Mechayv, I wasn't Mechaseret. But the parsha is a parsha of Shlichas Yad. That is what Rashi says. So the Gemara said, but you see, you're chayiv, even though as yet there weren't, there wasn't a chesaron. So you see, shlichus yadei and shlichus chesaron. So Rashi says, shehi kisho b'hakosai, when he gave it a zet, that alone was makrish the behemoth, was a gesunter zet. Deike nami di kisho koma rav, with the koma hakoshis makol, the makir chazokehi. So Rashi learned pshat, what's the rayim? Why did the Mishnah, why did Rav have to say, we had a problem, there was no Maisei Kinyan, neither Maisei Kinyan, neither Mashiach. So Rav said, the hikisha b'makol. And this kasha that we had, neither Maisei Kinyan, faster, like a Mashiach. So Rav could have said, the hikisha, he hit it, started going. Why did he have to say with what he hit it? Hikisha b'makol. Why did Rav have to say it? I only asked Rav a kasha, you need a kinyan. Shlichus yad is only chayav of a kinyan, there's no kinyan. No, she said, hikisha, otchon yad v'regu. Why did Rav have to say b'makul? No, he said b'makul, because he wanted to tell you what kind of a zetza was. It wasn't a pat on the back. It was hikisha b'makul. And that already, that spurred the baby to start going, but quick. So the word b'makul is coming to tell us that Rav owns fakel, you need a chesaron already. So it was machaser it with the akosha. We asked before, why does it say hinicha? We asked before, why does it say hinicha? The Ran asked hinicha. Because, so the things of the Maram Shif, fakel, the Sibas Achiyuv is, if you say it was, Hoyu Menachim Ola Makul V'Talmilei, the Menachim wouldn't be anything. If the Emes Rav holds, you need a Maitha Meshicha, or you need a Maitha Akosha, so the Sibas Achiyuv starts with the Hinicha. I can't say Hoyu Menachim. Hoyu Menachim is not sufficient. You need a Hinicha that either was Makrishit, or was they made it go already. So that's why Lafia Emes is very good, why the Baraita said, Hinicha, not Hoyu Menachim Aleh.